beginnt die Gemara davt, mesech des hanet in afsam gvav, beginnt man davt, beginnt heißt, beginnt die Gemara ha mechal Shabbos. That, you have that, some mechal Shabbos, where the melocha, that's a chiv karas bemezid, chiv chatz beshegig, that's what's chayv in skila. So there's a taste of love, remember, that's not to say the chol shechayv shegos echatas, whenever you chayv on its erachatas, chayv has done the misa, then you're liable, when you do it deliberately, the death sentence, or isi, because you have Isi, Dhamma Perikam, the Shabbos, the Above and the Bays. He says, Abbas Malachas, Abram, Chasa Achas. You have 39 Av Malachas. Vein the Chayb Alachas, and one of them you're actually not liable for, Pirshak Quinches, Bechay Rebin and Tam. Hanya Misa, that you're not going to be liable on one of them, the death penalty. Well, Chatas, Mechay, Evakula, but Chatas, you have on all of them. So you see that you could have a Chatas, but not be Chayb Misa. Ella, rather, Asla Memo, what the Gemara is coming to tell us is the Choshe in Chayb Chatas, whatever you're not Chayb Chatas for, in Chayb Misa. But the truth is you could have a Chayb Chatas, even have a Chayb Misa. It says, "Master begins the Gemara, Lerabes Bas." It says by the Parsha Mekal, "Ish Ish," to include not only a man but also a woman. It says Taisis, "Hadama." This I think Master Baba coming to test about Menav Hayshvak Kos of Ish LeIsh. So Taisis is bothered. He says, "What do you mean? What do you need a special ribu? No, whenever it comes to punishment for a violation, women and men are the same." So it says, "No, Hayne Heichad Sibba Lashon Zacha." That's when it says in the masculine. So that's not excluding women. Avol Heichad Sibba Lashon Ish. But when it says a terminology of a man, like it says over here, Matina, then we would exclude Ilav Dechsiv Beizimni. If not for the fact that it says two times the word Ish Ish, because that's we know it Deimid Achamid El Rabbis. Since it says a double exclusion, it's actually including the woman. Now, Mem Tevet says, if we can say, wait a second, Harmin Perek Abba B'chamisha, the Gemara says, over the Abba B'chamad of Mem Dalam Abbeiz, but Shur Shehim is Shur, Shur Shiva. When the ox kills, it says the word Shur seven times. And one of them is Levi Shur Ha'isha, to include even the ox of a woman. Now, the problem is, Avgab L'chsib Shur Ish doesn't say the ox of a man, so why would you think not the ox of a woman? Why do we need a rebri? Because we expounded, but then negicha lemisa, there's goring for death, negicha lenzaken, there's goring for damages, and therefore that we would have compared them. And Rabbi Yofina misa lenzaken, we have compared when it kills, when it damages. Mishum nechsuk, it says in the Balshem Meisach about the chiyuga of sher ish. When it comes to damaging, it says the ox of a man. So I would have said the same thing as regarding when it kills sher shehemis, that their action would also have to be ish. Therefore, I need a special ribay for the ox of a woman. That according to Rabbi Unison, you don't need a special ribui because when it says esav bezimai, sounds like whether it's both together or each one of them. Until you go and you specify the word yachdav together, then you would think it needs both. Page that Kondi Rashi explains, get extra part by climb, just like we find by climb with the Torah to say don't plow with a shor b'chamor yachdav. Without that, I would have said each one individually. As you see, automatically you think individually, and it doesn't have to be both, unless you say the word yachdav. It says, Taisa with him, it's a one, because in Kenim, that's the case, Rabbi Yeshia, according to the other mandama, Mike said, who yachdav? Why say yachdav? But he holds even without the word yachdav, it means that idea. Elakach, rather, obviously, ilav yachdav, nav yachdav, how I mean, I would have said, the lo yachdav b'shar b'chamor, what do you mean, don't plow with them ke'echad as one? Meaning, avapi she'in koishrin, even though they're not tied together, so to believe, begit shal tzema v'shal pishtim, when it talks about the climb of garments, of shatnes, you're not allowed to wear both, even though they're not avapi she'in koshurin, but tfuchim, even though they're not knotted and stitched together, get the shin, like the more darshan z'yibamas da'ahim ebeiz, t'kiva achas in the chibur. One stitch is not a connection. Shtek t'kivas chibur, two stitchings is a connection. Behind the mechsib, b'yachtav, and that's what you're learning out from yachtav. So therefore, there's no inherent raya, as you see how Rabbi Yishmael would learn, to saying how you're trying to interpret for Rabbi Yinsen. So what's the proof? So El Rav says, Taisis Miswar Kamar. The Rabbi Yinsen is not based on the Pasuk, it's from logic. Actually, part L'cha HaKasiv Yachtav, until the Pasuk tells you, together, I would say it's each one independently. That's it, based on Svar. Next says, Matta begins the Gemara, Gama Kodesh Michael. That, according to that man, Amar, that Elohim, regarding the Mekal is Chal, meaning it means judges. So you learn that Kodesh Mekal, that the same thing would apply to someone who's cursing Hashem. Now, what does that mean? Because Min Avki B'loshen Elihim, because the terminology is terminology that also could incorporate Elikim, which is what's Hashem. Because Tess explains, the Imekav Chaymer, if you think it's being learned from Mekav Chaymer, oh, if it applies by Chal, for sure by Kodesh, then Lamad the Mekodesh Nami Lo Itzrich Legufe. So then, according to the one who holds actually that it's nachoil, that it's actually kodesh. According to that man, the Umar also, You still don't need it to teach for Kaddish. You should learn that from a Kabbal Chemer, from Nasi and Cheresh. So Ella, rather, no, because Ikla Mifrich, you could refute that, and it's not a Kabbal Chemer. That's why it's just come from the terminology like Taisa started off with, because why isn't it a Kabbal Chemer? Because Mal Basa B'dam, what are you going to say by a human being? You don't say for sure that it applies as a prohibition to Hashem. Because by a human being, Shekin Doigim, they're worried, they get embarrassed from that. So for them, cursing them is a violation. But Hashem, who doesn't care less, maybe that would not be a violation.